The following program does not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of WFMD.
It's Success Happens on 930 WFMD, blending business and politics. Success Happens with your host, Jen Charlton.
Good morning, Success Happens family. Great to be with you this morning. Another great day in the neighborhood. I'm so sorry I can't be with you there this morning, but I'm over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, working with a team of amazing communicators from the digital and conservative talk space about the state of our nation. We are clear that there is a call to action, and this show, Success Happens, is part of the movement to tell the truth. And I have been immersed in profound conversations and dialogues with individuals, including General Mike Flynn. I had an opportunity to pose a question to him at a press conference. Lynn Wood, who is absolutely amazing. We met with him. Dr. Eric Napudi, attorney Tom Renz, who's fighting the fight against the CDC. Dr. Cordy Williams, a true patriot who fought for freedom and speech and the ability to be who we are freely. Scott McKay, who's amazing street fighters, and many, many others. The Health and Freedom Conference is being hosted by Clay Clark and Aaron Antis of the Thrive Time Show, which is a digital online media program. And it's right here at the Rhema Bible Church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. And it has been an extraordinary couple of days. But last night, I want to share with you something that happened. Jim Caviezel zoomed in, famous actor, fabulous actor, to share with us the work of the new film he's been working on, The Sounds of Freedom. It's a film about Tim Ballard, a hero and a warrior on the front lines of the war on global human trafficking. As he shared about the film and the work of the Underground Railroad, which is his organization that Tim started, it's about saving millions of children from the clutches of evil and the process used to extract adrenochrome from kids as they are being terrorized and tormented. And as he wept in front of us, we all wept for the children. It was amazing. 4,500 people in this church wept in unison. We have been covering human trafficking on this show for a long time, and you know we've been covering it before anybody else would cover it on mainstream media. He verified that these dumps that they talk about where they keep the children and adults are real. He verified that the adrenochrome issue, it's real. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's real. It's happening. And millions of children around the world go missing and are wrapped up and terrorized in this horrible situation. The business of human trafficking has already exceeded the drug trafficking trade globally. That's what they're doing to our children. So as you know, we've covered this for many years. I know that Success Happens is God's work, and each of you make it possible. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want you to know that we're going to keep fighting for this. We're going to fight for the children, and we're going to fight for our freedom. We must stand up for our country, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our Declaration of Independence. And you know we've been talking about that. Our mission, vision, and values as a country matter. Those are documents that must be kept alive. They may not be dead doctrines that are trampled on by the likes of those who commit these evil, seditious, egregious criminal acts against humanity and against all of us daily. So you are charged with, from the lips of General Flynn and Lynn Wood and others, with the task to stand up for freedom, to stand up for our children, including unmasking them now. There were stories told about staph infections on children's faces. It is criminal what they're doing. I spoke with a cardiologist yesterday who I'm going to have on the show who's fighting for the kids. We must stop masking our children and our people. So you and I must stand up for the right to choose not to take an experimental vaccine that is questionable at best and possibly extremely dangerous at worst. You and I must be willing to seek the truth, speak the truth, and share the truth, no matter what the cost, because of freedom, because our freedom, our country, our one humanity, not divided, is our mission. And we were reminded about the stories of General Washington and the miracles that came about. God is with us. So it's very important that you plug in with us and where we're going. We have started a Success Happens YouTube channel. My profound deep gratitude goes to Kira Wynn with KW Photography and Design for her devoted assistance to launching this in time for us to have it up and running for this conference. Thank you, Kira. To my dear friend Natalie for assisting me on this journey to Tulsa and working side by side with me to line up the interviews. We have many, many interviews, you guys, over the next several weeks we're going to be sharing with you. So you want to go to that YouTube channel because that's where it's going to be. And we'll play it here on WFMD. I want to thank my dear old dad for fighting this fight long before anyone believed the cabal was a thing or the deep state was running things. For 30 years, he has known about this, starting with his class action lawsuit representing 7,000 auditors at the GAO, the agency that was charged with the very oversight of the federal government that had it been properly functioning, we wouldn't be in this mess. But they started dismantling that agency for a purpose. They dismantled the power and effectiveness of that agency. And I believe the wheels were in motion to take over and destroy our nation from that point forward. So please follow and share this show. Put the WFMD app on your phone so you can listen to us anywhere. Follow our YouTube channel. Follow our Facebook page, Success Happens. And follow me on LinkedIn. We're going to start sharing tidbits across all these different platforms. Please reach out to me on my new website, Bakira, charltoncommunications.com. Clay Clark is a hero. That man is amazing what he put together this weekend. And I want you guys to go on, and we'll post about it on our Facebook page where you can get the information and follow it or watch the reruns. Okay, you want to see these speeches. They're amazing. So he put together an epic event. There's 30-plus world leaders here. 4,500 people came together for an amazing exchange of information, ideas, and a passionate commitment to our country and our planet. So it's time to wake up, America. This is it. This is the most extraordinary time of your lives. So the following is a conversation I had with Clay Clark and Aaron Antis, his partner, on the Thrive Time Show, a show about truth, inspiration, faith, and success. So please go online and follow them, the Thrive Time Show. You won't be sorry. Take a listen to part of our conversation and some tips for success from Clay and Aaron. From the Thrive Time Show.
Our life, it's more than just finances, okay? I call it the F6. We all want to have success with our faith, our family, our finances, our fitness, our friendship, our fun. Somebody's watching this show right now. You're shirtless. You're 2% body fat. You love it. You're in great shape. Somebody else is going, well, my faith is awesome. I just don't have a job. Somebody else, you're the best mom, best dad, but maybe you struggle financially. All of us, we could all improve faith, family, finance, fitness, friendship, fun. And I considered Aaron to be more of a spiritual mentor. He went to Rhema Bible College, where we're hosting this event, and Aaron would throw me random, unsolicited spiritual advice. and I was telling him, you know, get business advice. And through that, we have a true friendship. And as the friendship has developed, we found ourselves with the COVID-19 lockdowns. And I happened to obsessively be a researcher. And so I declared very quickly, Aaron, the models that said that 2.2 million people would die, those are false. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated. And COVID is 100% treatable using budesonide, ivermectin, and hydroxychloroquine. It's a lot. And so that's all documented at timetofreeamerica.com.
Yeah, you were 100% on.
Way ahead. But again, I mean, the globalists, the George Soros, the Bill Gates, they wrote a book called, Klaus Schwab wrote a book called COVID-19.
The Great Reset.
The Great Reset. They wrote the Rockefeller Plan in 2010. The globalists, I mean, this is a plan. Yep. And so Aaron then started telling me, not only is it their plan, but it's biblical. And I'm going, it's biblical? What do you mean it's biblical? And so now, Aaron, you can kind of take it from there.
Well, yeah. So then I recommended a book to Clay, yeah, which any of your viewers could get. And it's called The Believer's Authority, written, yeah, by Kenneth Hagin, mm-hmm, Sr., who actually is the one who founded this entire campus that we're sitting on right, yeah, now, the Bible school that I went to. Clay read that book, and he went, you mean we're supposed to pray without ceasing and that God actually has a plan for all of this and we're supposed to be involved in that?
I'm in my hot tub reading the book. I was reading the hot tub. I have these little commitments. Yeah. Like I say to myself, I'm not going to get out of this hot tub until I finish the book.
Yeah.
And I'm pruning up. I'm reading this book and I'm like, this thing is hot.
And the book is waterlogged now. I've seen
it's
his
all
copy.
Warped.
It's like, he really did read it in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And so anyways, Clay gets a hold of that and he's like, man, we got to take action. We got to get believers together. We got to get people
who are truth tellers together.
And we got to share this with the whole world.
The whole world.
And we got to get this revival started and get people re-engaged in church. So many of the people we've talked to all over the country, they literally haven't been out of their house.
They're wearing a mask in their car by themselves.
Yeah. And so, you know, so many churches were closed down, locked down, pastors getting arrested all over the place. Rodney Howard Brown.
Our friend Rodney Howard Brown. I mean, he got arrested. And so we started working together on this. And my podcast, we have about 1 million people a week that download the Thrive Time show on Rumble or iTunes or Spotify. And I'm starting to get those strikes. Like, you can't say this. You can't say this. But I'm getting this in February of 2019. I'm going, what? I get kicked off of LinkedIn.
Yeah, they were preparing.
Right. And so then Lynn Wood and I were doing these fireside chats. And to our understanding, Parler got kicked off of the internet because of the fireside chats, because they were so viral. And so anyway, I said, Aaron,
I want to say something.
Sure.
People are hungry for the truth, but they don't know that they're missing the truth.
That's true.
A lot of times when our mainstream media does not tell the truth, they're robbing people.
I agree.
And so anyway, I just want to get that in there because I think so many times people don't know that they don't know.
Well, and what we determined, and Aaron and I determined, was one, nobody knows, very few people know what's causing the spirit of fear. We know that the spirit of fear is not of the Lord, but very few people know that the models that said that 2.2 million people would die, the models that were told to President Trump, the models presented as fact to President Trump from the corrupt medical institutions, those models were false. They were funded by the Abdul Latif Jameel Institute, made by the chronically wrong Neil Ferguson, the pandemic. He's like the lord of false pandemics, Neil Ferguson. Then the PCR tests are falsely calibrated. Nobody knows they're supposed to be at 17 cycles. I mean, do you know how many of the people... Does anyone really know that a PCR test is supposed to be set at 17 cycles? But, Aaron, when a PCR test is set at 40 cycles, that's the equivalent to a car, like your speedometer, telling you that you're driving 400 miles an hour instead of 7 miles an hour.
Yeah, you're looking outside and there's a kid on a bike passing in your car. And
but
it says you're going 400 miles an hour. Same thing as the PCR test.
So here's my question about that.
Sure.
Because I've been saying since February of last year, probably around March, April, May, it became very clear to me that Fauci could not be trusted.
Yeah, well, Fauci.
So what's the deal with him?
Oh, yeah, well, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, I want all your listeners, all your viewers to go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you click on the Dr. Fauci button. And let me tell you, my friend, Dr. David Martin, I just interviewed him. Phenomenal. He has this document he wrote called the Fauci Dossier. You understand that Dr. Fauci, his job is a crazy job. Now, think about this for a second. Imagine that anybody that you know, anybody, think about anybody you know, and you sit down with them, you say, dear friend, it's so good to see you. How was your day? What did you do at work? And imagine your friend says, well, I spent my day, I take baby tissue and I mix it with animal tissue. To make new viruses because they could cause a pandemic. And you go, what? Yeah, I increase the transmissibility of a pathogen. That's what I do. That's what Dr. Fauci does. He's a psychopath. And he funded the Wuhan lab at the very epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak. And that's the guy advising the president.
He's also on the patents. So he's got a lot to gain here.
He's on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Yep. He's a nefarious, double-talking mind, a man who couldn't be trusted. He shouldn't be trusted with anything because a double-minded man shouldn't be trusted at all.
Unstable in all
ways. Unstable in all his ways. And so I asked Aaron probably 6 months ago. I said, Aaron, probably 7 months ago.
Yeah.
I said, Aaron, you need to be on my podcast every day. Remember that?
Yeah.
So Aaron gives me a believer's authority. I read it. It screws up my life. So I'm like, oh, yeah? So I said, you need to hop on. So Aaron, I mean, he's very successful. The state's largest home building company has a lot to deal with. And he's like, so no pay? Yeah. Hours are long. Pay is low. No pay? No pay? Okay.
But lots of fun.
Yeah. Oh, no, yeah. We have a great time. And what's happening now is there's a revival going on. And I'm telling you this. I didn't know the Lord until my son was born blind and regained sight. And my wife wrote a beautiful book about it called Now I See on Amazon. Now I See. And if you read the book, the first 90% of the book, you're going to think I'm a terrible person. Because I was rebuking and I was telling my wife she couldn't pray in the house. I'm like, stop praying. You're freaking me out. It's crazy. Now here we are at the epicenter of this revival. And what's even crazier is that this right here, at this at this very right here, if you pan the camera right here, right here,
literally this podium.
Tell her the story about this very particular part of the planet.
So before the grounds here was actually what it is right now.
Yeah.
There was a 17-year-old young man who was the son of the farmer who owned this land.
It's all land.
And he used to sit in this very spot right here, literally right where this podium is, and pray all day long. Like he'd love to come and pray in this spot. When he was 17 years old, he said that the Lord told him that from this spot that people would be sent all over the world to tell the truth and to share the gospel, and that it would start a worldwide revival from this location right here.
And the founder of Rhema, if you go on YouTube, in 1963, just type in 1963, Kenneth Hagin. I did not know this. I'm calling aggressively, and I say aggressively, if you haven't seen me cold call, I'm a pretty incredible cold caller. I can say that. Very humble about it, too. But I am working the phones. I'm calling event centers, churches, pulling on every connection I have in business, and everyone says, oh, you want to have an event
without
a mask?
Welcome back to Success.
No. Oh, you want to have an event without social distancing? No. Oh, you want to have an event? I mean, if you pan, we're bringing in extra chairs everywhere. People are going, you absolutely, no, we're not going to let you have it. Well, Rhema steps up and says, yes, not only would we like to have it, we want you to have it. This is where it needs to be. Well, check it out on YouTube in 1963. Folks, listen, my dad, who's since passed away, was 10 years old in 1963. I was not alive for this.
I was negative 10 years old.
Kenneth Hagin in 1963 said there would be an atheistic
communistic
that would take over the nation. And from this place, a nationwide, worldwide revival would begin.
Yep. That was in 1963.
That's amazing.
You talk about accuracy. Kim Clement is a modern prophet. People know he's since deceased. But the accuracy of Kenneth Hagin was unparalleled.
Yeah. Hi, this is Dave Dionovich, owner of Dionovich & Associates, a global security company. We offer top security professionals with vast law enforcement and military experience on rapid deployment to protect property and lives. With the current climate in our communities, we continue to deal with widespread protesting that can turn violent. Our team is available to protect you, your family, your business, regardless of the coverage you need. Call us at 866-476-1703, or you can visit us at DEANOVICH.com. Our mission is your survival.
When was the last time you had fresh homemade ice cream? Sweeties on the Creek is making ice cream. Stop in and taste our fresh-made selections, including dairy-free and all-natural flavors. Enjoy a fresh cup of coffee with creamy shaker sundae. Taste a new fun flavor or an old yummy favorite. Sweeties, fresh-made from cow to cone. Sweeties on the Creek, just up from Market Street. We're scooping now.
Listen for our biggest local news stories of the week on the Week in Review, hourly throughout the day and night, every Sunday.
A service of We Help You Move at WeHelpYouMove.com.
On News Radio 930 WFMD.
Welcome back to Success Happens. I have with me today Clay Clark and Aaron Antis. And we're at this magnificent, magnificent church, Rhema Bible Church.
Yeah.
We are in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it is, I mean, phenomenal, you guys. I'll give you pictures. You can go on my podcast and see it. But I want to ask you guys, we're talking about truth, and we're talking about a nation right now where we're, I know patriots. And by the way, they're not just Republicans. In fact, it's not a party thing.
Yeah.
Being a patriot is an American thing.
Correct. Yes. Right.
Right? So I know patriots right now who are weeping over the state of our nation.
Yeah.
We're scared. We're going to fix it.
Something going off.
Well, tell us how you're good. What is your plan?
I'm going to tell the people this. I'm going to tell you a story.
Yeah.
And this story happens to be true, so hopefully you'll like it, okay? In America today, according to Inc. magazine, 96% of people that start a business fail. That's a very high number. My partner, Dr. Zellner, and I, we've built many successful companies. I'm just going to give you real math. We've started 16 companies that have all done really well that haven't failed. And if you go to ThriveTimeShow.com, you can see those stories. And you go, what's the statistical probability? of, because only about 10% of the population ever starts a company, right? So out of 330 million Americans, maybe, you know, 33 million Americans even have a business at any point, and 90% of those fail. So it's a very low percentage of success, okay? So let's get off the statistics for a second, because sometimes people, we put statistics in front of us and say, oh, what's the probability? Oh, well, what was the probability of George Washington and his troops, who were outgunned 5-1, winning the Revolutionary War? What were the chances? What were the chances of the fog going over the river at the right time to allow George Washington's people to get a victory? What were the chances of there being one Abraham Lincoln that would stand up to the point of his death? What would be the chances of one Martin Luther King Jr.? There has to be somebody who feels called. The word vocation means called, calling. So I don't, this just in, I don't want to do this event. I woke up this morning at 3 a.m. I've woken up, you know, every day I wake up at 3. I go to bed at 9, 7 days a week, unpaid. Literally, I'll show you the whiteboard at my office today. I'm literally on the phone cold calling leaders, telling them the models that said 2.2 million people would die are false. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated. The treatments are 100% effective. And every time they go, what? Every time. Then they go to timetofreeamerica.com. They react one of two ways. Either they hate me or they go, can we meet? And then we meet. And then they open up their city. They open up their town. They change their legislature. It's crazy. So we're doing this, but we are on a mission from God. The whole purpose of this whole event, the purpose is threefold. One, we want to kill the spirit of fear. And we're going to do that with facts, with truth, armor of God, truth. Two, we are going to make sure that every single person out there knows the truth about the whole thing. What is going on? If you picture it in your mind, the Great Reset involves election fraud and medical fraud. You can see with 2020 vision, 100% clearly, here we go. The Great Reset involves election fraud and medical fraud. That's what that is. So we're going to kill the spirit of fear, share the truth. And third, we're going to give everyone an action plan. And I'm just calling myself out. I'm a father of five. And let me tell you what, on the spirituality scale, on the Jesus is King scale, on the God judging me scale, I'm probably a D minus.
On yourself.
No, listen, I got busy growing businesses, winning awards, having a top podcast, people cheer. It's kind of addictive, right? People cheer, you make money, the whole cycle, there's books about it. You know, how to be your best, how to be your number one, but the thing is, we get our rights from God. God, this is the org chart. God, then we the people, then government. And somewhere along the way, we became godless as a culture. So I, until my dying breath, am going to share the truth relentlessly, and this is the beginning of a reawakening. So our action plan for America is everybody, you got to get yourself to church, and you got to get involved. And all of the founding fathers, they did not want to be involved. I'm telling you, if you read the early documents, you know.
But see, they were called to be.
They were called to do it.
They were called to be.
Exactly. See, Sam Adams, a lot of people were talking. This is how the story goes. A lot of people were talking, saying, King George is taxing us without our consent. This isn't cool. And Sam, I think, was inspired by some liquid courage.
Yeah.
But Sam says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to paint a red X on the doors of the Tories, those who are sympathizers to the crown. I'm going to paint a red X on their doors. That way we'll know who's spying on us and who's with the bad guys, you know, our modern day globalists. And they're going, I don't think that's a good idea. Well, I don't know if he was liquored up. The rumor has it he was pretty liquored up. He goes out all night, paints a red X on all the doors. Mm-hmm. The next morning, the boycott begins. And they're going, Sam, what did you do? Benjamin Franklin's going, I invented the first flexible catheter. I invented the Franklin stove.
That was a great invention, by the way.
Yeah, he's going, I don't have time for this.
Still useful today.
Yeah, but I mean, Benjamin Franklin was he was doing well. He was a polymath. Yep. He didn't want to get involved. But they had to. We are at that moment.
It's a critical juncture.
The Rubicon.
It is, and it's kind of like right now, the purpose is, you know, we've been trying to wake up the sheep.
Come on.
Now it's time to wake up the other lions.
There we go.
Because we need to roar.
Yeah.
It needs to be heard all over this country.
Well, I'm going to give you a little story. My listeners know this, but so I was Miss Maryland in 1985.
Oh, wow.
So in stilettos and a swimsuit walking in front of, I don't know, 40,000 people. So you learn to be very quiet about your views. I mean, you had to have opinions, and you were often asked, how do you feel about abortion? How do you feel about President Reagan? Because that's, now I'm showing my age.
You but the point was is in 2015.
Yeah, right. Okay, 1985, there it is. But the point is, I've become activated, and we're calling on our listeners and our viewers to get up and out of our seats and get on. If we got to march, we're going to march.
You got to do it.
We got to do it because there's no, it's no longer okay for us to sit on the sidelines and wish it to be some other way.
Now, financially speaking, I want everyone to understand how I'm framing this. It's very easy for us to budget. We think in terms of just basic percentages. I believe 100% of our whole life is going to be terrible if we don't take at least 10% of our week to get involved. 10% of your week.
So well, that kind of goes with tithing. I mean, similar.
Yeah, I think it's, I think a lot of Americans, let's be honest, I work with a lot of churches, let's just talk about it. 15% of people tithe, maybe. Maybe that's a high number on average. So you say, well, what are we doing with our money? We're getting what, direct, I don't really watch cable, but I know most people have, they got cable, they got direct TV, they got two cell phones, they got a different car, they have two cars. We've got all these accoutrements, all these things we need, all these tchotchkes, all these apps, all these devices. We're downloading songs on Apple for $1.27 that we listen to one time. We're like, well, I don't have time to support, you know, the conservative candidate in my community, but I don't have the money, but I did buy 17 songs of a John Legend that I haven't listened to. But the point, you know, there's just a lot of that going on right now. So we all need to look at our budget. Say you make three. I grew up crazy poor, okay? But let's say I was working at Target, Applebee's, and DirecTV. That was how I started. Target, Applebee's, DirecTV. My total income per week, maybe $800 a week. Maybe I should set aside $80 a week for this cause. And you say, well, how am I going to feed myself? Well, we all probably need to lose weight. I need to lose weight. Not him. Not you. Nobody. Just me. But we could all say, you know, I'm just not going to eat on Mondays. I'm being serious. So I'm going to fast, intermittent fasting. I'm going to, that's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to save. I'm going to take the burrito challenge. I'm not
going to. It's kind of a budget for life. You know, if you're going to budget for life, you're going to budget for faith. You're going to budget for contribution.
Budget for freedom.
Right.
You got to do it.
You bet. You bet.
Because these guys are all in, and this is what's going on. The globalists are all in. And I want all the Christians listening out here. I talked to a pastor this morning. Made me crazy. This guy, we had a great conversation. He was really getting after me about certain things. And I said, listen. If you got 100% of godless globalists in a room, if you got the godless globalists in the room, Soros, Gates, Chinese leaders, whatever, they might disagree on stuff, but they 100% agree they're going to kill capitalism and they hate God.
Yep.
That they're going to agree.
Yeah.
Now, right now in America, you fill up a place like this and you go, I got let's say 5,000 people here. You're going to have 10% normally that think, well, the Catholics are going to hell. Well, the Assembly of God going to hell. Well, that particular Assembly of God's going to hell because they don't speak in tongues in the Church of Christ. Those guys.
We've become very judgmental.
Right, we've got like thousands of different denominations, and literally we're arguing about whether you believe in speaking in tongues or whether you are pre-trib or post-trib.
That's division.
Division.
But here's what I want to say.
Let's unite.
What I am shocked because I had a great conversation on the flight over with a gentleman. And he was black, and we were talking. He actually was a probationary officer, worked with the federal courts. Interesting dude. Anyway, the point is, we were talking about racism, and he and I agreed. And there's this notion that we're divided by race, but we're actually not. We're actually united in faith.
Right.
And if we're united in faith, we cannot be divided in race.
Now, here's the deal. Aaron happens to have children that he's adopted that are not white.
That's true.
And so he's sort of our resident expert on all things race because he's got a take on it that's very biblical. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say this. We have an interview with One America in just a minute.
Okay.
So we'll end it, if we can, with your talk because his is very eloquent and it's powerful.
Sure. So, Clay, I want to thank you and thank you for the opportunity to work with you guys. I want to...
Miss Maryland, 2015.
That's a different lifetime. I'm a cat with nine lives. So, anyway, I want to just take a moment to thank my sponsors. So thank you to Sweeties on the Creek and Dionovich and Associates and also KW Photography and Design. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with a wrap-up story from Aaron Antis. And you're listening to Success Happens on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Past editions of this program are available in the audio vault at WFMD.com.
Welcome back to Success Happens. This is Jen Charlton, and it's so good to be with you today. I am very excited to be calling you from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And it has been an extraordinary, extraordinary weekend. When you look at what we're up against as a nation, and we are up against something, and it's going to take an act of courage and an act of God to have it really all turn out for us. And I believe it can because I have faith. And what I'm witness to here this weekend is the faith of so many patriots. And I say patriots, there are Democrats who decided this is what they believe in. There are Republicans and there are people. It's not about party, you guys. It's not about party. And I'm so excited to have with me today Alan Keyes, who I just learned is almost a neighbor. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. It is so great to have you with me on Success Happens, and you're a neighbor, so we'll be tapping into you more often now that I know you're close by. But I wanted to see if you could kind of give people your take on this weekend. I've shared a bit about what I saw and interviewed and Clay Clark and talked about his amazing commitment along with Aaron to this cause this weekend with all these world leaders coming together for this just epic event. What do you see here? What have you witnessed here, Alan?
Well, I think I am witnessing a kind of tsunami of truth, which is hard to come by these days, especially with the way the propagandists have taken over the media as people who are seeking to overthrow our way of life have taken over the White House. So a lot of people are coming forward, speaking the truth about the real implications of the excesses that occurred during the COVID year, as I call it. When you had so many of these governors, especially, of course, of the Democratic persuasion, abusing their power to repress freedom of religion and pretty much all the other rights that we are supposed to enjoy as a people, and also people giving good information about what are the implications of this kind of trampling on our Constitution, and others who are trying to help people understand that though the COVID virus was used as an excuse to suppress our rights and liberties, there was, in point of fact, also an effort to repress the kinds of therapies and approaches that would help to deal with the crisis. So clearly, somebody did all of this with the aim of attacking our character, weakening our self-confidence, putting people in a position where they were no longer consulting and associating, first of all, in the effort to defeat Donald Trump, and then in the effort to move this country in the direction of a pretty much clear totalitarian communist government in which our Constitution will be shredded up and tossed away.
Well, I so appreciate what you've said, because it really is one thing that has come clear to me this weekend, and I always believed it. We are not divided, except they say so. So it's we're not divided. We are one humanity, and we are fighting for something. We're fighting for freedom, but we're also fighting for humanity. I mean, when you look at what we learned last night, as I sat in that room and I shared at the opening of the show about Jim Caviezel and the Sounds of Freedom film and what's going on with human trafficking around the world, this is very, very serious. It is global. It is humanity at stake. And we have to wake up, guys. We have to wake up to they don't want what's best for you. Now, that's a really hard statement for me to say, because I'm generally an optimist. I'm perky, happy, you know, let's just cause success and so forth. But here we are up against evil. And I don't know, Alan, how you feel about it, but for me, the evil is very real. I mean, when we talk about the human trafficking and the millions and millions of children who are being used in the way that they are and abused and killed, it's evil at its worst.
Well, I think that all of these evils are now being perpetrated and exacerbated in order to launch an assault, especially against the United States of America, and to involve us in these crimes in order to subvert and degrade the character of our people, to abuse our borders in order to introduce into the country elements that are making their own way by practicing these evils, but also who know that the fundamental premise of humanity on which our country is founded is a premise that reflects our faith in God and Jesus Christ, that all human beings are entitled to just treatment, that no one is to be abused, and that the rights we have are rights endowed by God, which therefore mean using our freedom to choose what is right according to the endowment of God. And as people have over the years committed themselves in this nation to that, we have become a nation of nations, representing people who come from all over the world, but who have been standing on the common ground of God's will for our humanity and our responsibility to respect that goodwill in the way we treat one another. And I think that we now have an administration in Washington with Joe Biden that's committed to all of the evils in terms of how government is handled, in terms of how rights are suppressed, that we fought in the 20th century under the guise of communism of all varieties and totalitarian governments that don't respect the God-endowed rights of human beings who have come together in order to exercise and practice rights according to God's endowment. And I think a lot of people who still have that heart for God, that faith in our vocation as a nation, understand the mission we have from God on behalf of humanity, and see all of the stuff they're doing to foment division and conflict based on race, division and conflict based on envy of wealth and so forth, with one objective, to gain power themselves that they can then use, as has always been done, in order to repress others, not to help them. There's not a communist regime, totalitarian regime on the face of the earth that has actually put the welfare, according to God's goodwill, of human beings above their own quest for power. And so I think a lot of people are waking up to this, realizing that they're trying, in fact, to drag us across the line into darkness, and we must right now be taking a stand to stop that from happening. This isn't something that is coming. It's something that's here, and that we must stand against now and defeat now, or our children and grandchildren will live in a world without the light of God's understanding of right, and therefore without true liberty.
You said it so beautifully. When we look at the irony and the hypocrisy of the left, who claims to be humanitarian, and what they are doing is anything but that, how do we reach out to people right now? And I want to say something. This wokeness that they talk about on the left, oh, no. They are anything but awake. They are totally unconscious. So what I want people to understand is, how do we reach out to people who are unconscious to what you just beautifully, eloquently stated? How do we have people in the Democrat Party who thought Trump was a bad guy, who didn't understand what he was up against and what we're all up against? How do we get them to see the light?
Number one, I think the first order of business is to consolidate and vindicate the judgment of people who did stand together in the last election. Because I am one of those folks, I believe, from both personal experience and the evidence that has been cascading since the election of 2020 occurred, that people did wake up in 2020. They rejected the Democrat alternative. They stood for the kind of understanding of ourselves that Donald Trump not only articulated but put into practice. Every single element of that restoration of respect for our fundamental principles and for the things that this nation was founded upon was undone by Joseph Biden on day one. He rejected the will of the American people. And the only way he got into the White House was because they transgressed the will of God for truth and cheated during the election. So we need to stand for truth in terms of how that happened, and stand for the fundamental truth on which this country is based in order to restore what they are trying to destroy.
Alan, I want to thank you so much for how you've shared today what you see in your experience and in your leadership, because it's going to be taking you and I and people like us working together, side by side, arm in arm, to bring the truth to light and to keep fighting for truth and justice, because it cannot be, in my view, that 2020 election is allowed to stand. It just cannot be allowed to stand. So we must fight for, and I say fight with my words, my deeds, my actions, in a way that is legal and moral. And we will do that. And this is not over, because I say so. And I love you. I thank you so much. I'm so honored to get to work with you, and I look forward to working together going forward. So thank you so much, Alan Keyes.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Our next guest is the gentleman, Charlie Cena, who I met at a booth here, who's an amazing, successful business leader. And what he does is cause success. And I thought it would be very interesting to bring his perspective in to wrap up our show so that we are able to
tie this idea of success, success for you, success for me, success for your family, success for your businesses, your organizations, your churches, your synagogues, wherever you are, causing success really matters to me. And so I would like to invite Charlie on now to speak with us. Good morning, Charlie. Charlie, are you there?
I am. How are you? Good morning.
Good. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with me. And, you know, we were talking about how it was divine providence. I walked by you and there you were, and you had just decided to use a banner because your wife said it would work, and it did. It caught my eye. And there we were talking about your work. And I so admire that you teach people how to be successful. Could you share with our listeners a little bit about what you do?
Well, I've been in sales my entire life, you know, 10 years old as a paper boy, Buffalo, New York, and, you know the importance of, you know, knocking a door, making an introduction at an early age. And what I've learned is people really don't want to sell. And my whole objective is to teach people to make sales easy. You know, everyone wants to teach the closing process or teach people how to hard close. Well, in today's day and age, nobody, you know, wants to be hard closed or forced to buy something, right, that they don't want. So my whole position and what I teach is how do you present and position yourself so you could build a relationship, a revenue relationship and profit. So how do you present yourself in a way that's unforgettable at the first point of contact so you can position yourself with that person where they want what you have versus you having to convince them that you have what they need. And ultimately, when you can do that out of the gate at hello, the relationship starts in a positive direction and you're immediately building, you know, building on your truth, showing them that you're an authentic person, and then showing them the proof of what you've done and who you've worked with.
So when you talk about, you know, causing success and from the get-go, and then also I think sharing your commitment and passion, you know, one of the things we've talked about this weekend is grassroots, raising people up to run for office. And I think about a politician, and I sometimes abhor that word, but, you know, because it sometimes is tainted with kind of the negative side of politics. I really like to bring back the word statesman or stateswoman, and the idea that as a person who's a representative of the people, the first thing you got to do is be authentic, right? You got to really care and let them know that. And so it is the ultimate sales job for somebody to run for office. If you are coaching somebody on how to run for office at the school board or at the city council level, what would you say to them?
Well, there's a formula. And I, you know, this is my personal belief in business. It doesn't matter to me what I'm selling. As long as I believe in that product or I believe in that service, the formula is the same, right? So the first thing you need to do is introduce yourself, right? Who are you? What do you do? And what problem can you help people solve? Now, that's what I teach people when they sell services or products, but exactly what you're pertaining to, running for office, it's the same, right? You're looking, I don't want to use the word buy and get someone to buy your vote, but essentially you're looking to persuade them or convince them that you're the logical choice for that particular position to move that school board, you know, that city, that state, or whatever it is that you're running for forward. So there's a formula, right? It's introduction. Who are you? What do you do? Then you have to build rapport with people. You and I'm only on the show for one reason. You stopped, you looked at my banner, I stuck out my hand, and we shook hands here. That was incredible, by the way, right? Love that everyone's engaged here and we're moving forward. That being said, introduction, who are you, what do you do? Build rapport, right? Now you need to gain credibility. I had to gain credibility with you. I had to show you something or tell you something that would allow you or prompt you to allow me to be on the show this morning, right? Then you need to identify the problem, right? What's the problem at hand? And then reveal the solution of how you can help people solve that problem. And it sounds very basic. For some reason, doing it's complex. But if you follow that formula, whether you're looking to sell a product or service or run for office, that is the formula that's necessary to connect the dots, to persuade people. And I don't use that as a bad word, by the way. Persuade is not a bad word. When you come from a place of good intention, with truth, authenticity, and proof, people will come to your side of the table, and then they will back you 110%, and then they will be your million-dollar messengers. And what I mean by that, I say million-dollar messengers because I always pertain to sales and generating revenue with businesses. But from a political standpoint, they will be your biggest fans, your biggest advocates, and do whatever it takes to bring your message, right, to the community, to the marketplace, that is going to help you get those votes and get back to ultimately win that particular seat, whether it's on a school board, a Senate seat, or what have you.
Well, I love what you just said, because it is like a fire spreading. And it's contagious, and it gets on people, and then they want to be a part of it, and it's building that synergy, that energy, that circuitous kind of power that has a candidate win. And it has to be because you're authentic and you're there to serve them, and you have a solution for their problems. Awesome. And you're not going to get there alone. It's going to take a massive group effort to get you into that office, whatever it is, whether you're running for Congress, you're running for president. The groups just get bigger, right? The bigger the office, the bigger the group you need. But I love what you've just shared, because I think that's the keys to the kingdom. And I want everybody listening to think about this. You are our future, unless you choose not to be. So we need people to step up and get involved. Get involved in commissions and boards, get involved in board of ed elections. Go to the Board of Education meetings and fight for the purposes and the intentions that you have for your kids in the school system. These are the things that we must do now. So I really thank you, Charlie, so much for bringing that. That is powerful. And it really wraps up nicely what we've been doing this weekend. And would you please share with people how they can reach out to you and either hire you for your services or learn more about what you do?
Sure. You can go to makesaleseasy.com. That's makesaleseasy.com. Or my name, Charlie Cina, the last name C-I-N-A. That's Charlie, C-I-N-A, charliecina.com. And happy to connect with anybody that may need my services. But here's the key, you know, in closing, anyone that's running for office or anyone in life in general, how you brand yourself, you are a brand called you. How you speak, how you introduce yourself, how you dress, you are a brand called you. So your objective is to brand yourself, and that will help position you with the direction you want to go in. And then how are you different? What's your differentiator?
Hi, this is Dave Dionovich.
So thank you. Thank you so much, Charlie. I think we're getting ready to wrap up the show. And I'd like to also say to everyone, listen, your brand, whether it's in business or in politics or it's in the community as a leader, it really is important that you tune up your skill sets and see how you can contribute to the community, because we all need your services. I don't care what you do. You have a powerful way to contribute to us. So God love you, everybody. And we're listening to Success Happens. I want to thank our sponsors, Sweeties on the Creek, we're scooping now, Dionovich and Associates. Dave Dionovich, great security company. They do corporate work as well as private events, and they're amazing. They often work with law enforcement to ensure our safety during marches and so forth. I also want to thank Kira Wynn, who has been absolutely amazing in helping me with my website, my graphic design. We're up and running on Success Happens on YouTube, so be sure to check it out. Love you guys so much. And if you have any questions, you know, talk to me. So thank you, Charlie. And we'll talk to everybody next week on Free Talk 930. WFMD.
If you're thinking about buying a new Apple Mac computer or one of Apple's great iPads, do not do it this weekend. Your Friday Tech Update is brought to you by ExpressVPN. You're a private citizen, so keep your online data private. Get 3 extra months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. This Tuesday, Apple is unveiling new products. Exactly what, as always, Apple won't say. But here's the inside scoop. This event is going to be big. Look for a new iMac computer with the best monitor Apple has ever developed, a new iPad mini, a brand new low-cost iPad, and on the other end, a new top-of-the-line iPad Pro equipped with the fastest CPU in any tablet. Apple's also about to go into the Tile business, small flat devices that will keep track of whatever you slip one into. They'll be called Apple Tags. So if you're a big fan of all things Apple,